A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 12th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are talking about the proposed passport fees for those in the diaspora.
The government announced recently that it will charge its citizens living in the diaspora $318 for production of passports, as it is currently battling to clear a huge passport backlog due to foreign currency shortages.
It currently costs 53 Zimbabwe dollars to get an ordinary passport, which is roughly about $3 United States, which under normal circumstances takes at least 3 months to process. But currently, some have been on the waiting list for more than a year.
The other charges are $253, which is roughly $17 for one that comes out after 3 days, and $308, about $25 for one which comes out in 24 hours.
This comes as demand for passports rises as Zimbabweans continue to leaving the country to seek greener pastures outside Zimbabwe.
Some of those who are outside the country need the documents to regularize their stay in foreign countries.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Remember, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Please note that we are currently streaming this show live on our three Facebook platforms, VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Ongo wadiwa watereri ne watariri, nasi tirukurukura, pamsoro pedano, rakatorwa ne urumende, musuwe muvuro, gurukotareshe mukati menyika, vakazembe, vakazivisa kuti urumende, yakanga yabvumidza ofisi yekwa mabharani mukuru wenyika kana kwa registrar general, kuti inge ichibhadharisa vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, mari inoita $318, kana kuti mazana matatu, negumi nemasere madhora emari yekuAmerica kuti munhu anga achiwana passport itsva kana kurenewa passport kana kumutsiridza passport inenge yapera kushanda kana yaexpire. Tazotaurawo nasachigaro wekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvekuchidzana nedzimwe nyika vakainesparadza vachiti komiti yavo yakamiramirawo zvakare kuti danho iroro ringe richisvikwa richitambirwa nehurumende. Vakati ivo vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vanenge vachizobhadhara mari idzodzo kumizinda yenyika dzavari kune kuchimirirwa mizinda yeZimbabwe munyika dzavagere. Vanenge vachienda semuno muAmerica, vanoenda kuno kuWashington DC kune embassy yeZimbabwe. Munobhadhara mari iyo $318. Mapepa enyu oproseswa, otumirwa kumusha hanzi. Vanenge vakumutsiridza, avanoti madiplomatic bags, ndo anenge akutumirwa nawo magwaro iwayo osvika kuZimbabwe. Ndofunga mazuva mairi matatu, chop chop. Chimbi, passport yabuda, yodzoka anzi, vakatora danho rinokona matambudziko ari kusangana nevana veZimbabwe kune dzimwe nyika, kuti kana magwaro apera kushanda, vanenge vasina ugaro, kana kuti status yekunge vari munyika idzodzo. Asi vamwe vari kugunun'una kuti imari yakawanda $318, imari yakawanda kuti munhu anga achibhadhara. Dzimwe nguva mhuri yese mune mai oda kurinyiwa mapassport, motarisirwa kunge muchiburitsa mari iyoyo, zvichidependa kuti mune muri wangani. Vamwe vari kuti idanho rehurumende rekuti inge ichiedza kuunganidza mari yekunze inove iri kunze iri kunetsa kuwana munyika, asi vaparadza varamba izvozvo kuti vana veZimbabwe haikonai kuita mweya wekuti hurumende yakaita chakanaka mogunun'una, hurumende ikaita chakaipa mogunun'una zvakare. Saka regai titonzwa, tiri kunzwa kuti tinavo vaparadza parunhare. Chris,
Yes, Jonga, ye labalaleli siyahlangana kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk lamhlanje ke sikhuluma ngembadalo yama passports okuthiwa yiwo esizabhadalwa yilabo abahlala phandle kwelizwe kodwa ke singaqedi isikhathi esiningi silayike omnye umhlonitshwa wethu we have honorable Kindness Paradza on the line. Very good evening, sir.
How are you there in Washington?
We are fine, thank you. How is the Congress? The conference
is fine, but we are still at Parliament right now because we are dealing with budget. We are going to finish possibly after midnight.
After midnight. Oh, okay. So we are lucky to have you. Yes, you can go ahead.
Congress is okay. Congress, we have started our Congress, and our delegates are starting to arrive. They've started today. And it's going to be a hive of activity starting tomorrow. But the main Congress is on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay. So this one is just a conference, no elections, no nothing. It's just discussions of issues, right?
No elections. This is a conference. It's not a Congress. So that's the difference. The conference, we're going to review the last 11 months, what we've done as a party, and also what is the way forward. So those are the issues we are going to discuss, mainly centered on economy, how should we develop our economy, and also other social issues, and also agriculture, to discuss what we are going to do.
Okay. Now, back to our topic. We are discussing the issue of passports. Can you give us just a brief background on why the government reached this amount? Because there has been an outcry from some in the diaspora who say it's a bit too much.
Let me tell you what we've done as a government. Actually, from the parliamentary point of view, we've been pestering government to say, why are we used to? Why can't you review your passport the fees? Because the fees right now they are unsustainable. So we came up with that figure. Government did everything to come up with that figure of 380.
Like most parts
and
of
that
the country,
figure takes into account
just 7 hours per day.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about that technical hitch. Can go ahead, sir.
Okay. That figure takes into account to say those of our citizens in the diaspora, they go to our embassies and they deposit their passports and they fill up the forms and so forth at the embassy. And that 318 takes care of administration fees as well as the courier fees of bringing that passport to Harare and back to wherever you are. In other words, but you're going to use diplomatic bags this time. And diplomatic bags, they are charged because they use courier services. So this is actually, it's a fair amount. You let's take, for example, in the U.S. where you are. If you want to change and get a new passport and so forth, it actually costs more. By the way, we import all this paper with security features specifically and also unique to Zimbabwe, and it costs money. Mm-hmm. And I think the government has done a good thing by introducing this passport fees for our people in the diaspora. Now they no longer have to worry that their passports could be lost along the way from wherever they are, and because they've been sending them to their relatives, and their relatives sometimes they've been also stealing money from them, asking for exorbitant fees which were not the proper fees, and also not only that, it was also costing money in terms of courier. If you use DHL or if you use any other form of courier, or even if you wish to fly to Harare, it was going to be very, very expensive. But this is a cheaper way, and the government has done this, has taken all this into consideration to say our citizens in the diaspora, this is how we are going to make their life easy. So thank you. This must be applauded.
Thank you, Honorable. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. We'll come back to you shortly. Tinemuteriri Parunari, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Makadi Baba.
Kiribo, Makasimbere.
Takasimba, ndia nawo.
Awa, ni Mr. Alec, varimu Johannesburg.
Mr. Alec, mu Johannesburg. Mkoma, pinda ya mchirongwa tinzwe.
Ya, sekona kwangu, mari ya wandisa. Nobuti, vajinji varu garamunu mu South Africa. We are staying with our families. So, kananjira ku renew about 3 passports. It will take something like 15,000 rands. I'm sure government apa ingada ya pindra deni tinema issues akaita sema truck drivers. Ma truck drivers anokwanisa pagore vanokwanisa kuda ma passport 2 only in 1 year. Or let's say one passport per year. That will be very too much for those guys who are driving trucks, because normally their job is sustained by those passports.
Regaiti tinzwe kuna honorable nokuti vanenguva diki diki tangwa kumbira kuti vambobuda muparliament, maybe tikangwa vati vakupindurei honorable paradza
enda hurumende kuti yakuitirai nekuti panika imi muri South Africa mutori ne luck, because muda January tichauya futi ne team ye government ikoko ve registrar general kuti vazototizo tama besetisiketi zvitupa mapassport kuma Zimbabweans ari kugara muSouth Africa vakawandisa. Constitution yedu inoti muZimbabweni ane kodzero yekuita dual citizenship. In other words, unogona kunge mune passport yekuSouth Africa kana chipa chekuSouth Africa tokupaiwo futi kana muchida yekuZimbabwe. Saka apa kana muchigara muSouth Africa inini muchitanzwa South Africa hapana dambudziko, asi takuitira kuti ava nda passport mbiri yekuti anenge ari kunyika yari kugara nemuZimbabwe pakanaka. Zvamataura zvema truck driver izvozvo zvaapa hapana chakaipa, unogona kuapplya iyaiya inotora nguva kana uchida ye 3 months unogona kuapply. $318 emergency passport yekuti kana uchida passport mazuva maviri ndopaunoiwana. Tirikuitira vari kudiaspora vaya vaya vane mapemisi anenge aexpire and vanenge vakushaya kuti voita sei, kana vane vechikoro vaya vaya vekuti vanenge vari kuchikoro and permit the passport ya expire kana kuti permit yakuda kuexpire, saka kuva kudiwa chimwe chimwe passport inyowani. Saka ndozvayaitira hurumende kuitira kuti life yenyu itwe easy. Musabiridzirwa kuno kumusha nehama dzenyu kwamamushumira hama dzenyu mari kuno kuvachikuitira mapassport
vamwachikuitirai. Tokwanisa kuapply mapassport asiri emergency acho amataura mamwe acho ema 3 months. Tokwanisa kuma apply 3 kuno kuSouth Africa ema 3 months acho. You allow us to be on those passports.
Chaizvo muna apply mupinda mukiu awa my emergency aya atoitira kuti ini nokuti unenge uri ikoko kwauri kuri haudi zvine unenge uchiitira kuti ugadze zvinhu zvako zvigare zvakanaka ikoko, saka ndo ataita aya my emergency aya.
Honorable Paradza, ndofunga mubvunzo wamukoma Alec vari kunangana nekuti vari kunze kwenyika ikoko kana kuti ndiri kuno kuAmerica, ndinokwanisa here kuenda kuembassy ndongoroti aiwa handisuda hangu kubhadhara $318 ndoda kubhadhara ordinary passport?
Kana uchida kumirira unobvumirwa.
Ndizvozvo.
Unobvumirwa. Unobvumirwa kana uchida kumirira hako, asi kana uchida zvinhu zvako zvekuti zvikurumidze unge une passport yako nokukurumidza ugadzire zvinhu zvako zvaunenge uchida kugadzira kwaunenge uri ikoko hapana chakaita.
Thank you so much.
Asi hatichi takuda kuti muchibhadhara neforeign currency nemari yauri kwauri ikoko. Nokuti manga muchitumira mari yochinjwa pa black market kuno kumusha nehama dzenyu kunobhadhara mabhodhi.
Honorable, kana yanga ichizochinjwa hayo nehama dzangu but vachikwanisa kundiwanira passport, pane chaachakaipa here?
Hapana chakaipa, asi tiroda kukutakati black market.
Okay. Mukoma Alec Maita Basa, thank you so much for our first caller. Mukoma Alec, thank you so much. He said that the fees are too exorbitant, especially for families living in South Africa where there may be 4, 5, 6 family members and they want to apply. And he also talked of truck drivers whom he said may need more than one passport per year. And I think Honorable Paradza responded to that, Chris.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. Paradza, like the caller is asking there, if you are in South Africa and you want this emergency passport, do you still pay the equivalent of $318? I mean, considering the distance between South Africa and Zimbabwe and other countries like the United States and Zimbabwe, I mean, is there a similarity or there is some kind of difference here?
No, this man is uniform. The passport, this fee is uniform throughout the world. That is 318. Let me tell you, what you must understand is that the government has done a good thing for our citizens in the diaspora, because some of you were actually flying from wherever you are to come to Harare and apply for this passport. And it was expensive for you, but it has now become cheaper for you and safer, because you are going to use our embassies, diplomatic banks, rather than sending your passport through a courier and also sending money to your relatives. Some of your relatives have not been that faithful in terms of money.
Yeah, you can say that again. Mr. Paranza, thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? Silomunye umlaleli lapha, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa baba.
Yes, khuluma lo bani?
Eh, lo Nkomo.
Yeah, Nkomo, akusiphi imbono yakho?
Yeah, it probably is abnormally ayina ngqondo. Ayina sense, siyafanana singamazimbabweni sonkeni. Ukuze sizohlala ngaphandle kwelizwe ikuthi Zimbabwe ibolile, ile government ebolileyo. Asikuthi sonke singaphandle kwelizwe imali siyayithola, bengafuna ukwenza imali ngathi. Abalungisi ilizwe lelo bayehlulekile ukwelungisa ilizwe lelo for the past 48 years. Those people are 100% useless. Bengafuna ukukapitalize ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe, sisiswe ekhaya ikwehluleka kwabo, asizibuyelanga lapho ngokufuna kwabo. Ilizwe leli libolile ngenxa yabo. Abalungise ilizwe lelo, sibhadala imali efanayo. There is nothing special ngathi kuba ngaphandle kwelizwe. Ukuphuma kwethu sigqotshwe yikubola kwegovernment yeZimbabwe. Abayekele ukuzama ukudonsa imali zabantu ngento engalangqondo engasebenziyo, belungise i-economy yeZimbabwe. And let me put it straight, this thing in record. If Britain, the America, the Australia, the Germany, the France, zingabuyanga zazoinvesta lapho, I'm giving you another 100 years from today. Akulatho bazolenza laba abantu ngaphandle kokuthi beresigne, bephume ezikhundleni, sebephambanisa impilo zabantu abaningi, abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe.
We are not talking about politics. So please, can you talk about passports? The prices of emergency passports. Don't just be negative. Always negative.
Listen, why? Here, it's my chance. Keep quiet. You have failed to run that country. Why are you taking other people? That is like, it's abnormal. You have failed to run that country. I want to ask you, Peter, and
you are wrong. No, you are offside. You are offside on this one. You are just a bitter somebody, and please. We are not talking about bitterness here. You are just bitter. I don't know what you are bitter with, and so forth. But let's discuss about passports. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We don't need to discuss. Give us a normal price, Baba.
If you want to wait, you pay less. Mm-hmm. If you want 3 months, you pay less. If you want an emergency passport, you pay $318.
Mr. Nkomo, Paradza, may I just chip in there? Honorable Paradza, I think at the moment, if you are applying for an emergency passport that comes out in 24 hours in Zimbabwe, you're expected to pay about 380 RTGS for something that comes out in 24 hours. So why would people then in the diaspora pay $318 if those in the country can pay 380 RTGS for a 24-hour passport?
Because you are not in the country, you are in the diaspora.
Mm-hmm. And because you don't earn in bonds, you earn in whatever currency if you are in the UK, you are
then,
earning
then,
bonds.
Then it was supposed to be 25. US, it was supposed paying, to be about 25 US dollars then.
So it's just as simple as all that. It's also for us to get foreign currency to pay for paper.
Yes. Okay.
You know, but if you want to use the old system of sending money through your relatives and through a private courier like DHL, you are free to do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just for convenience sake for those people who want their passport as soon as possible.
Mm.
And you have done a good thing.
Okay. Thank you.
As government and as parliament, we supported this 100% because actually we recommended this to government to say we have been receiving a lot of complaints from our people in the diaspora because that they wanted their passports and so forth as soon as possible. They don't want to be in the queue, so we've done that.
Okay, so this was a bipartisan thing between ZANU-PF and MDC together.
Yes, because my committee is made up of ZANU-PF and MDC.
Okay.
Yes, it is, and so forth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And as I said in January, mm-hmm. in January, February, mm-hmm. we'll be in South Africa. We're going to have to meet all those Zimbabweans in South Africa who okay. need documentation, primary documentation,
mm-hmm.
documents
okay.
in terms of birth certificates, IDs, passports, and so forth. And mm-hmm. we issue them there.
Oh,
we're going to accompany, Parliament, we're going to accompany officials from the Registrar General. And we're also going to come there with the Minister of Home Affairs and the Minister of Foreign Affairs to launch that.
Mm-hmm. And we have a caller here, Honorable Paradza, who is saying, well, thank you so much for that development, but why can't you do the same with diaspora voting?
It's part of it. We were talking about diaspora voting. We are saying, what are the low-hanging fruits? The low-hanging fruits right now are for this government to go and give our people in the diaspora a primary document. That's the low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. Then, as we deal with electoral reforms, that's when we are going to bring in the issue of diaspora voting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to come when we deal with our electoral reforms.
Mm-hmm. And yes. what about other countries like here in the United States? Are you coming as well?
Yes, we're coming to. We're going to have it's part of our plan as well to mm-hmm. come to go first to Johannesburg, then London, then in Washington, and
okay.
also other. We can go even go to Sydney, Australia. I'm told there are a lot of Zimbabweans now who are there,
mm-hmm.
and so on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we are going to make these trips there.
Thank you.
When you are going to these countries, how big is your delegation, and is it composed of both members from both parties?
Yes, it's my parliament. Our mm-hmm. role as parliament is that of oversight
mm-hmm.
to see that things are being done properly.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the people who will be doing this job are officials from the Registrar General's office.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Those will be carrying their gadgets and everything so that people, because this, as I said, it's in the Constitution. Our Constitution allows Zimbabweans to have dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So we are saying you're holding an American citizenship. We say, okay, do you want Zimbabwean citizenship as well? He said, yes, for the benefit of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank
so,
you.
So we are doing what you asked us to do, but there are people who are complaining. Why are you complaining? Is it that people who don't want to see Zimbabwe work? That is the problem we have. This political polarization is damaging this country.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Honorable Paradza. Please do stay on the line. Let me just see what our viewers on Shona Facebook pages are saying before we introduce our next guest. Vusimuzi Mpofu says, please call me. He put his number there. The same with Salim Alim. He put his number. And Amai Koki na Daniel Hans. Well done, Nkomo. Varakutenda wankomo. Vakuta uraye zvinezvo. Then Amai Koki na Daniel ondondo amwe chete same message. Then Fraser Chicks Nathan anzi Mr. Nkomo, you are on point as usual baba. Then Peter Mutisi Chishiri Nkomo, go and pay 53 bond kumusha. And Peter Mutisi says Paraza, you are right. Then Wellington Chuomadzi, good evening, watching from USA. And Amai Koki na Daniel wadzoka chakara anzi apa munu. Aburitsa Maria kawanda kudaru. Munu, aburitsa Maria kawanda kudaru. Uzuwa na passport after 6 months. Ndoo shukubwa kuna wamu watere redu Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jonga. We are now welcoming our other guest, Mr. Dan Moyo. He is, of course, a politician as well as I think he is the chairman of the Diaspora Vote Campaign Zimbabwe. Welcome to the show, Mr. Moyo.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for having me.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, we're talking about the price that you will now have to pay for a passport, to renew a passport when you are in the diaspora, $318. What's your take?
Well, I think it is ridiculous that the government is trying to find whatever means to milk money from Zimbabweans in the diaspora, even though they are the ones that have been sustaining the economy for a very long time. As we all know, we remit over $2 billion a year to Zimbabwe as Zimbabweans in the diaspora. What the government is trying to do now is they have tried all other tricks to tax people in the diaspora, and that failed. They tried other tricks, and which have still not worked out. So now they figured out that the best way now to force money out of people in the diaspora is to charge these ridiculous prices for passports. It is unfortunate, but what it's going to do is it's going to force a lot of Zimbabweans who have been using the Zimbabwean passport to start looking at other means of even maybe applying for citizenship in their respective countries so that at least they can have a passport they can rely on and stop being milked by this government that is failing to run the economy.
That's interesting. What's your take, Mr. Paraza, on what Mr. Moyes just said?
Actually, I disagree with that. A lot of Zimbabweans have actually applauded what the government has done to say, that's a good thing you've done. We are now going to get our passport as soon as possible. And by the way, this is voluntary. We are not saying all those in the diaspora, you must pay 380. No, we are saying, okay, if you want to do the old way of sending money to your relatives back home, please do so. If you want to wait for 6 months or 1 year for a passport, please do so. You are free to do that. This is for men, for the people who are busy, people who are working, people who want to see their country work. We cannot continue talking about past mistakes. Let's move forward. It's time for us to move forward. And there are some people among us, Zimbabweans, who are always negative. They don't want to see this country prosper. Why? If this is because of political polarization, which is a problem in this country. And unfortunately, the government is going to do what is right. And this is part of the reforms it has done. It's a good thing that we've done this. And we are glad as Parliament, we are so happy that this is happening. And we are also going to give a facility to our people in the diaspora to use our embassies, this is very safe. And some of you have been going to the embassies, wherever you are, to have your documentation certified before you send them back home. Or some of you, as I said earlier, you have been even flying back home from wherever you are. And this has been creating problems for you. It has been an expense for you. What is $318 really for a passport? How much are you paying for a passport in the U.S., if I may ask? Mr. Moyo, I don't know where you are, whether you're in the U.K. or you are in the U.S. How much do you pay for an American passport, if I may ask?
The American passport is $110.
Yes, $110 because you are there. Here it's 200. It's an emergency one. Here it's $253 bond, or a general one like the one you are holding right now. It's if you want to wait for 3 months, it's $53 bond.
53 pound, which is like $3, right? US.
Which is like $3 US.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Please just stay on the line. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello, Makuru.
Takasimba Wakuru, dear now. Vagogode, but nasimukuta urapasi. Ayi wakuno kutsene vagogode vari kupa. South Africa, ayi wanyaya iri mudariro mainzwa, kangai votinzwe nedivi renyu. Regaitinzwe kuna vaparadza maita basa zvikuru vagogode. Thank you. Honorable Paradza, vagogode vabvunza mubvunzo muviri wekutanga. Hanzi wekutanga ndewekuti pane vanenge vaka apply kare nema $53 aye for normal passport. Asi pazita development iyi vane zvavanokwanisa here kuita kuti vange vachizopinda muurongwa huripo. Then wechipiri ndiye vari kuti madi kungocharge uniform neZimbabwe fees. I mean, neZimbabwe currency. Kwete kuti muti aruku, aruku, anza muchaunganidza yuani, muunganidza mari yeku DRC, muwana yeku America, muwana yeku saka pindura yenyu.
Yeah. Oh, pakanaka. Right. Kana vachinge vapataneza ya vari kutaura kuti 53 yaya, chaita sei. Aiwaka, iyo ndo uno hapana chinochinja ka. Kana uchida kumirira, unomirira 53 yacho. Isu kuno kumusha zvatinoita ndezvekuti anenge achida emergency passport uyo akanaka badzira 53 anoenda unoti aiwa ndakuda kuchifamba izvinezvi saka ndoda kuti ndichiwedzera kuti mundipe emergency passport ndopano zobhadhara 200 bond saka pamwe chete izvita 253 bond saka anobva iwana nemazuva matatu maviri kana matatu handitika saka hapana that is normal right zvino apa tati vari kunze kwenyika vachinzi vacho ndo vari kuti vanenge vachida ma emergency passport because kuti kune vana vechikoro kafuti vane kana ma permits enyu apera ikoko memuchida kana ma passport enyu expire ikoko munenge muchida kuti mugarewo zviri legal kwamuri kumunyika dzamuri ikoko saka tiri kuti urida here emergency kana uchida emergency but $318 and $318 inosanganisa kuti waenda administration fee yeku embassy plus kutakura passport yako kuenda nayo kuHarare yonotakurwa kubva kuminister of foreign affairs yoenda kuRG's office dzonodhindwa dzogadzirwa mapasipoti ako zvese zvinenge zvichida kugadzirwa ikoko dzodzoka dzotorwa dzouya kuback kuminister of foreign affairs dzopinda kudiplomatic bag dzodzoka dzoenda kuWashington asi izvi zvinokosta marika bag rinobhadharwa kundege handitika saka zviri pachena izvo then kozoita iyo yavataura iyo nekuti hanzi madii mangocharger mupassport aiwaka hatichaji uniform ndezvekuti kana uri muno ipapapa $253 bond it's a subsidized fee it is subsidized the government saka hapana dambudziko ko ini kana chikapu chamunotenga muri kuBeijing kana kuti muri kupi munotenga nemabhonde handi munotenga neyuan yacho kuri kuAmerica yako chikapu munotenga nemabhonde handi munongotengawo nemaus saka chaipa chi hapana chaipa.
Thank you so much, Honorable. Thank you, Maita Basaramba. Imuri Barunare, Torem Terer, Islam Laleli Chris.
Yes, Jonga Silom Laleli. Sia wamgela uchel?
Yebo, Baba. Ya,
I'm a passport normally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. What? I'm not fluent in the word,
huh? Yeah.
But I can hear. Mm-hmm. What he's saying is that there are passports which expire, mm-hmm. but they'll be having extra pages, huh?
That's right. Especially for kids, which take a few years than the adult one.
Yes. So there are security features on our passport,
mm-hmm.
Which are unique to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And these security features, they need to be captured all over the world, wherever you're going to travel,
mm-hmm.
By immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So if a passport expires, it means that all over, because of those security features, it means it has expired. And also, because it's about kids, they grow. Huh?
Yes.
So after 5 years,
mm-hmm.
their facial features change.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they must have a new passport.
Mm-hmm.
That's after every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a security feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Yini mlaleli?
Yebo,
njengoba utshilo wena ukuthi ikakhulu eyabantwana, uthi yena umnumzana Barata lapho ukuthi umntwana ngeminyaka yona le 3 years, 4 years uyabe guqukile ukuthi ubuso bakho ukuthi senginjani.
Okay ba.
Usuzwile phela.
Yeah, ngiyazi. Yebo, kodwa abantu abazali manje ukuthi basenzeke kube lula manje. Imali yababiza inengi kakhulu. Abantu bahlupheka phandle lapha. Abanamali abantu ngaphandle.
Mhm.
Ngona nje bakubona kulula. Kulula kibo ngoba vele bahlala besemalini, but hey, abantu phandle bayahlupheka abantu phandle.
Mhm.
Hayi,
uyakuza uParatsa lapho ukuthi uthini, kodwa njengoba ejila yini ukuthi akuphendule, usuza faka phansi ucingo uzaya kuphendula. Okay, hayi, sibongile. You heard him there, Mr. Barata. He says that it's a bit too exorbitant, the fees.
Mm-hmm. No, I've dealt with that.
Yes, maybe tomboenda kunawa Den Moyo, Mr. Moyo. Hello, Mr. Moyo. Hello, Mr. Moyo. Mchiri papar narere.
Maybe he dropped
it. I think we've lost Mr. Den Moyo. We'll try to get back to him. Yes, we'll try to get back to Mr. Den Moyo. Vaparadza nyaya ombe imwe yanda wone atumirwa nemwe mutereri wedu pano pa Facebook page EDFUA. Ari kutaura nyaya kuti ku South Africa tinobhadhara mari since kusina ma US dollars ndi James Chizimbe uyu. Ndofunga pamambo tsanangura vanga vasina kunge vapindawo muchirongwa munogona kungodzokorana. Ndo ndikuona vaviri vatatu vanenge vabvunza futi mubvunzo umwe chete iwe.
Tati fanika South Africa munobhadhara nemarandi ka. Atine interbank rate kuti musiyo uyo wauri kuloja passport yako randi riri kuita mari against US dollar. Saka hapana dambudziko, unobhadhara nemari yacho ikunyika kwauri nechi ne value ye US dollar ye $318
Okay.
Saka moenda ku embassy wokuitira zvese, wozongotora futi passport yako ku embassy after once kana kuti 5 days bitira kufamba kwacho.
Mm. Ndofunga mukoma James Chizu.
Apa government yaita chinhu chakanaka. Kungoti handizive kuti maZimbabweans edu anoda chii. Vakaitirwa zvakanaka, vanoti zvakaipa. Vakaitirwa zvakaipa, zvakanaka.
Regai tinzwe kuti vatereri vari kuti chii. Chris, ndofunga une vamwe vari pa Facebook page kana kutobhoweringa hangu vandinawo pano.
Okay.
Tine vateereri vanyora pa Shona Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Hanzina Raymark B Matiza. No one is earning that money. Inzira dzekutsvaka mari nadzo. Then mukoma James Chizimbe ndovanga vachitaura kuti kuSouth Africa kunoda mari. Vazonyora zvakare zvakanzi in South Africa passport is going for less than 1,000 rands. Then Edwin Chikopito, and those who can't afford 4,500 rand, you may go and apply in Zimbabwe and wait until 2022 to collect. Then Edson Chawira, $3 and you get it after how long? Then Carrington Manguiro, ndofunga vanyora zvisine nyaya turukurukura. Mike Okina na Daniela vazodzoka zvakare. Hanzi, but why zvichifanirwa kudaro? Ndo vamwe vateereri vatumira mvunzo yavo nemashoko avo pano pashona Facebook page. Ndofunga Chris une someone ipapo. Kana kuti ndanzwa vange parunzi pane mumwe guest vatawana parunhare.
Yes, Jonga, we have Dr. Frank Guni. He is the ZANU-PF representative for the East Coast here in the United States. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Guni. We are talking about the price of the passport here in the diaspora, and we have Mr. Kindness Baraza, and he's the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Portfolio Committee, and of course, like you, he's a ZANU-PF member. Now, can you tell us, you are in the diaspora, and we have had some complaints that the price is high, but Mr. Baraza has explained that this is like an emergency kind of passport, and it's not like cast in stone that everyone in the diaspora has to pay that much. They can pay less. What's your take?
Well, let me clear up for those in the diaspora who are failing to understand the announcement by our government. Like Honorable Paraza has already explained, as you say, I wasn't on the show yet, but I'm sure Honorable Chairman Paraza has already explained that the situation is that the new passport fees of 318 is for emergency passports. These emergency passports are issued on an emergency basis. It does not preempt the provision for those who want to wait for a long period of time. They are still free to do so. But if people in the diaspora like me, if you want a Zimbabwean passport processed urgently, you pay the fees and you get your passport, it jumps the line. As you know, there is a nearly 400,000 waiting list back home. But if you pay the 318, you have a special dispensation to get your passport on an urgent basis. We have people who travel and who work in the diaspora who are in need of these documents, and they cannot afford to wait for 6 months, 8 months, or for however long. So I think it is a prudent initiative by our government to ensure that those who require these passports and can afford to pay the money are given the opportunity to do so. And those who cannot afford, they still can use the existing process, which is still available. The government has not prohibited people in the diaspora from paying the regular fees and waiting for as long as it's going to take.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. That's what Mr. Paraza explained. Jonga, you got someone?
Yes, regai tinzwe kuna Paraza. Tunotenda shukuru, Mr. Guni. Thank you so much. Since we have Mr. Paraza, Honorable Paraza online, we can also drop Mr. Guni and bring in one of our guests, Mr. Moyo. We can bring Mr. Moyo back. But wa Paraza, vazhinji vari kunze kwenyika vanenge vaine mukana wekuti vanokwanisa kutora mapassport yekunyika dzavagere. Panoita here mutsauko wekuti vakanga vazowana passport idzodzi vachipinda kuZimbabwe vasina matambudziko ekuti vanenge vachinzi muri kubva kunze kwenyika? Vanhu vanoda kungojekesero.
Handisi ndakutaurira kuti constitution yedu inobvumira dual citizenship. Saka kana wapinda washandisa uchibva kuAmerica, washandisa passport yekuZimbabwe, handiti uchibuda muAmerica, wosvika kuimmigration yedu paHarare, unomupazve passport yako yeZimbabwe. Asi kana usingadi uchida kushandisa passport yeAmerica, unobhadhara visa fee. Uona musiyano wazvo?
Okay.
Unobhadhara visa fee nekuti washandisa a foreign passport, American passport. But kana wadzoka kumusha uri retainee uchishandisa Zimbabwe passport, hauna zvimunhu wadzoka kumusha ka ne passport kumusha kwako ka ne passport yako. Saka hautasi apana chakuno badhara hauna kana dambudziko kuti unongo ne passport yako
saka muno ano
kuti life ite easy kuma Zimbabwe
saka honorable
especially inini muri kunze kwenyika
saka muno ano kwanisa kuburitsa passport yekunyika kwaari ya ashandisa kubva kunyika ikoko pamwe chete ne passport yekuZimbabwe apa airport kuZimbabwe
aiwa
anofana kuburitsa imwe chete
handiti uno passport 1 handiti immigration ya America uchibuda inofana kudinda passport kuti wabuda handiti right woshika iwewe muHarare immigration anoda kuziva kuti wabva kupi handiti kwabva saka anofana kuona passport pa dingirwa wompaka ipapo saka it's up to you iwewe kuti uchuza kushandisa passport ipo uchibuda muAmerica uda kuti muAmerican here kana kuti uda muZimbabwe
Thank you so much, Chris. We are now joined by Mr. Moyo.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, welcome back. And Mr. Moyo, can you give us, an insight at how it's been difficult to get a Zimbabwean passport in the diaspora?
It is extremely difficult because we've had so many complaints from our members. And coming to us, trying to see if we could assist. But unfortunately, it's very difficult when you're dealing with the embassies that are understaffed and are not even well-resourced financially. It's really been difficult, and we've been told these stories about lack of paper to print the passports as required. I think the problem we find mostly dealing with the Zimbabwean government is that is poor communication and consultancy. They don't consult with the stakeholders, with the Zimbabweans in the diaspora, to seek insight and ideas that will result in decisions that are sort of embraced and acceptable to other people. Instead, they just like shoving things down people's throats and expect them to just comply. It would have been better if they had sought input from Zimbabweans in the diaspora as to what they think about this and explain the reasons behind the decision instead of just pushing it down people's throats.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. Timbotora Mtereri. Hello?
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba, ndia nao?
Mr. Ndonga.
Vandonga, muri kupi?
Mriku Harare.
Mharare, tinotenda mapinda mshurongwa tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Maone angu, zvavaita zvazvo hazvina kuipa asi mari yacho iri kutaurwa yakati wandisei. Dai vanga vaibva kuti varegise mari yavo, hurumende ndo inofanira kubatsira vanhu kwete kuti iyo yotsvaga mari kuvanhu. Saka vakuita kunge vakutora mari dzevanhu manje.
Okay.
Mari dzavanenge vachitadza imari yakawandisa iyoyo haiwaniki zvinyore mari idzodzo. Ava ane vanhu vanga South Africa vamwe mavhenda mari dzavo hakwanisi kudziwana. Saka zvii zvinoneta manje kuti uzoafoda kutora passport nemari yakawanda kudaro.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Vandong. Yeah. Taurai.
Black market yangu achitaura. Iyo hurumende ndo irikunzira black market. Ukatasa mari yacho ari kutengwa nemari mazvano. Hakuna munhu ari kutambira mari yakawanda kudaro. Asi mari yakazara pablack market. Hurumende iri kutsvaga mari kuvanhu ndozvaita problem yedu yehurumende yeZimbabwe. Haisi kukwanisa kusupplya vanhu. Ndokunga during inclusive yakaitwa natsangira iye. Takaona kuti vanhu vaichinja mari murodhi vakangosiya vega. Hapana akavadzinga, hapana akavaita sei. Vakangobuda kuchiti vega. Saka tinoona kuti hurumende iri kutadza kusupply vanhu. Saka vaakuita sekuti vaakuda kutsvaga upenyu iwo kuzvibva kune vanhu kuti vachiramba vakamira. Akodi nemari dzavari kuchaja is too much. At least yakanzi $100 zviri tani, not 300 something. Mari yekuti unoteka muti mushoko.
Aiwa, maita basa vandonga. Thank you so much. Yes, regai tigopamukana kuna honorable Paradza. Chris, that's our caller, Mr. Ndonga, calling from Harare. He says it is not a bad idea, but the fee is too high. He is asking the government to review the fee. And then he says on the black market issue, it is promoted by the government. During unit government, money changers were forced out of business. Honorable Paradza, mungu wana nyiku pindura, ndofunga neru rimiru wa amai, kana kusanga sani chirungu.
All right. Nyai ripo nge kuti tambosu taura. Kuti nukutu wazesa nye mafenda, kuti wangu iwa wana mari mamu mafenda. Hapana chakaipa, nukuti passport is service ka, is a service ripo wane government. Aisi kutengesa, it's not a tax. Ndo zonofana kumzikika izosu. Aisi tax ya ituwa. It's service. And isuwa kupa service, ili kuti, wari kukwanisa vaya kubadara mari ii, 318, badarai. Asiwa kutu kukwanisa vaya, itai 53 bond. Uru zonye ya mpa nduna kuti vatere vapabati pa saka vari vari kuti government iri kuti nokuti ini isusu parliament kunoku takanga tichi wana kusvera nazvino tichiwana ma complaints akawandisa yekuti zviri kudhura ndiri kutumira ne DHL passport yangu ndambotanga ndaenda ku embassy ndonodhindirwa ndadhindirwa ku embassy ndobhadhariswa mari iko kwe administration uku ndotumira hama dzangu dzondinyepera kuti passport iri kuita 250 US ndotumira 250 US izvene ngeita 250 bond ha so hama dziya dzotora mari iya dzine pa black market hama yo fara kuno uyu ndiwo DHL kudzorera futi mari imwe inoda 50 US dollars and so forth so ndo zvatagadzirisa izvozvo tati vaivai vasingakwanisi aiwa rambai muchiita zvamamuchiita asi vanokwanisa nekuti vane vaona vanotochema kuti fari kwa China kuti ukagara chete passport yako expire for 2 days watuwa an illegal immigrant unoguna kutipotu andiji ndova tati aiwa ini munenge mchida kudaro kakui try this arrangement and the arrangement iri smart yekuti munenda kuma embassy kwedu wetirwa zvese ne embassy andiji iwo zongotora passport yako ku embassy handioni chakashata ipapo and it's unfortunate kuti vamoyo avo my colleague who is there havasi kuona izvozvo but the hypocrisy which you get from people in the diaspora is this. Let me give you an example. There is what you call a draft diaspora policy, and I've sent this diaspora policy to those of our colleagues in the diaspora to say, can I have their comments? Do you know kuti vazhinji ku UK neku America kwavaruku havana kundipa ma comments. As if they are waiting to complain, to criticize. That's all. Uh-huh. There are some people who are fond of criticizing Chete.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable. Please do stay on the line before we go back to Mr. Denmoyo to respond to that. Tinem Tereri, hello? Takasimba, ndiyanavo?
Makoni, ndini Makoni ku South Africa.
Va Makoni South Africa, which part of South Africa?
Ndiri ku Joburg.
Johannesburg, mvura yakuponesa here tirikuona ma picture nema video mu South Africa mu motokari dzichitakurwa ndizvi dzichizara.
Kwedu kwatiri kwakuri nani, zvakaitika kune kamwe kwangu ku Pretoria, ndoko zvakaitika.
Ndoko zvakaitika, aiwa tinotenda kana muri vapenyu. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yatirikurukurai.
Right. Ndinotenda zvikuru. Mwoyo wangu warwadziwa nemashoko avaparadzai. Vaparadza vari kutaura kuti hanzi takwidza mari kuenda ku 318 US dollars. Nekuti vanhu vari kudhiaspora vanga vachitumira hama dzavo mari dzichivanyepera dzichivadyira mari asi passport ichizobuda the bond izobuda ivo vakabva vakwidza kuenda ku 318 dollars. Handizivi kuti helpi yavari kuti vaita ipapo ndeipi. We have got a very big problem in Zimbabwe. Tine problem yekuti ameno kuti ndiani akatinunura because as long we are having one vakaita samaparadza vakava we will never get it right. We will never because izvozvi kukongresa vanoitaura kuti hanzi tinenge tichitaura kuti takaitei anovaudza kuti apa pamaita zviri rong ndiani hapana because vanenge vachimanyeperana ikokoko
regaitihapana
iyo ndo vada manje kuti hama dzedu dzisadye zangat simbo zangat zaidi. Ivo waje iyo manje. Ndio wapo waita times 3 ya melo times chima leo wao ya wakuzana.
Thank you amakone ungwa ya kumanya. Regai tipe wa paradza mkana wakupindure honorable paradza.
Ah, amakone vakutaura zvechMDC zvatingai tinya zvechMDC pano haisiro nyaya yedu yanhasi. Kana vachizoda pamuchaita imwe program yechMDC versus Zanu PF ndopato zopindurana. But isi tirongotaura zviri kuitwa mabasa akanaka aitwa nehurumende. Tati haisi mhosva, hatina hapana munhu ari kumanikidzwa kunza badal 318. Madiro ajojina, kana uchida kutumira hama zako zvaugara uchiita, tumira hama zako. Kana uchida kuti zvakanaka zvete nokuturune maembassy dzedu, ita izvozvo. Chimwe chandida kutaura Jonga ndechekuti iye zvinezvi tiri kutogadzirira, hurumende iri kugadzirira kuti kana magore rinouya iri nokufamba kuri kuita gore rinouya, tinotozoendesa vanhu Registrar General's Office kuti vanogarira pamaembassy edu, ngatimbodzi kuPretoria kuti vauye vagare ikoko kuembassy kwedu, kuitira kuti vaya vanoda mabirth certificate, vaita zvitupa, vada mapassport, vazviwanire. Tine munhu anenge ari kuRegistrar General ari ipapo. Ndokwazvikuru kuenda chirongwa ichi.
Okay.
Saka chirongwa chiri kuita nehurumende chakanaka zvikuru, but inyaya yekungoti pari kuda kuiswa politics mukati, hazvidi politics. Kutongoita kuti zvinhu zvigare zviite zvakanaka. Zvinobatikana vamakoni vakafanana nezvataurwa naongomo, kungotsamwa vanhu vakatsamwa. EMTC yaakutaura hii, haisiri kuti takutaura zvemapasipoti.
Thank you so much, honorable Chris. Ndofunga vamoyo vakuda kupindura.
Mr. Moyo, you heard Mr. Paradza there. He says he sent some document to the diaspora for some responses. Can we hear what you have to say?
We never received any correspondence. We hardly ever receive anything from Zimbabwe. As long as you're not ZANU PF, you're not considered Zimbabwean, according to them. So their communication is probably sent to their ZANU PF colleagues, and they forget that they represent Zimbabwe as a whole. I think the government should do better at finding out different organizations that represent the diaspora out here and be in touch with them so that we can start to have some form of dialogue. Because I think it's important that these things are discussed so that you don't get this kind of pushback from people when they impose these type of fees that we've just seen with these passport fees. So I think, I hope Honorable Paradza and his team will be able to take heed of that and do better next time.
Okay. Honorable Paradza, pane muterera bvunza.
Just a quick response, my brother. Can you get a pen there so that you can get my email number so that I can send you the diaspora documents for your comments, diaspora policy documents? Do you have a pen there?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, K Paradza. At Yahoo. .co.uk.
Honorable
Paradza, I'll send you the document. But let me respond to your other issues. These passports are not manufactured in Zimbabwe. We import from Japan, from Germany, the paper from Germany, from Dubai, actually through a company which is based in Dubai, right? And everything, all the consumables are important because of the security features, security nature of our passport. So all that, we need foreign currency, right? So we all right now, there are more than 300,000 people who are on the waiting list. And we are paying a 1 million every month to suppliers. 600 million of that, 600,000 of that goes to liquidate the debt. 400,000 is to buy new consumables. So this must be understood. Right? So this money, when government did its workings and came up with this 318, let me repeat again. This money is for emergent passports. Emergent passport means you are jumping the queue. In other words, you are getting priority.
Thank you so much, priority, Mr. Paradza.
You pay for it.
Yeah, we understand. Thank you so much, Mr. Paraza. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. And also, we'd like to thank Mr. Dan Moyo of the Diaspora Vote Campaign Zimbabwe. Yes, Mr. Paraza is the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Portfolio Committee. And we also had a bit from ZANU-PF member in Washington, D.C., Dr. Frank Guni. This is Chris Gande in Zimbabwe. Good in America. I'm sorry. Good night, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you. Ini Jonga Gande Miri, Dr. Trout, Chaitri, Pamwe Chita, Zakari, Mshirongwa, Studio 7, Shunotewe. Mora zvakanaka.